Lord, to worship you in spirit and in truth. I pray that you would let us walk in the Holy Ghost again right now. And God bless our preaching. In the mighty name of Jesus, somebody shout amen. God richly bless you as you're seated just now in Jesus' name. Amen. I want us to take a look at the book of Matthew chapter 15, verses 21 through 28. A little lengthy today, I apologize for that, but not for the word of God. Jesus went thence. He departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him. Now listen, she was saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with a devil. But he answered her not a word. He didn't say anything. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, send her away, for she crieth after us. But he answered and he said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. That's what he told her. In other words, I've come to the Israelites only. This is not your time. This is the Jews' time, the Hebrews' time. And then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. Now freeze right here for just a moment. There's another whole sermon right here. When it said, then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. He's already told her, I didn't come to you. I came to these people. I didn't come to you. That right there would have been enough to cause some people to say, well, I'm going home. Am I right? Hello? Get a little attitude. Get a little miffed. If that's the way I'm going to be treated around here, I'm out of here. Here's what we need to do on this side of the promise. We need to let God be God. And let's just see what comes out of it. Don't cut yourself short with an attitude. Don't cut yourself short with a bad spirit. And don't cut yourself short with bad judgment. Because we never, ever know what the Lord is truly up to in our lives. But I do know this. We have this promise. And that is that all things work together for the good to those that love the Lord. And sometimes he just wants to know if you love. She loved him. No matter what he said to her, she stuck around. And the Bible said she even worshipped him. Verse 26. But he answered and he said, it's not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. Somebody say, whoa. He got serious. Yeah. Verse 27. She said, truth, Lord, that's true. And I agree with you. Yet the dogs eat from the crumbs which fall from the master's table. Somebody say, wow. Somebody say, what a spirit. Everybody say, I wish I had her spirit. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, this is where we were going with this. Great is your faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. He never had to go to her, never had to find her. He healed her right then because of this lady's faith. And I'll tell you this much. I believe she had to go through all of that as an example to his disciples. Because in order for Jesus to perform this miracle, he had to call time out in the Old Testament and leap across to the New Testament for a moment and touch that lady that was not a Jew and to heal her daughter. But yet, who was she talking to? And he can do whatever he wants to do. We just have to stick around for the blessing. Well, that'll preach. All right. This side of the promise. Somebody shout in Jesus' name. We are living in the greatest days the world has ever known. No longer is industry the forefront. But now it's the information age. Greater accomplishments, recognized achievements, and new challenges are the quest of today's visionaries. Amen. We've got our mindset on greater things. Amen. Who would have known that the day would even come that we would broadcast from this church and everybody in the world be able to watch us. We've got folks in Texas watching us right now. We got folks on the other side of the state watching this service right now. We could have folks in Malaysia. We got friends there too. In the Philippines, we got friends there. We've got folks around. Listen, they could be watching this service right now as we speak. And so our goals have been shifted into not just another level, but into another dimension. And I believe that God is able to perform greater things now than he ever has before because of the things that he has revealed to the minds of men. And we have taken advantage of what was already there from the very beginning. But the Lord has given us the knowledge and the wisdom on how to harness that. And so here we are. In our new building, there's a gadget in the sound bridge about this big. It's about 3 inches tall and about 2 inches wide. And you poke it with your finger and you can turn that light on. You can turn that light. I think you can control the air. I don't know. No, not the air. Jeremy said no. That's the next building. But it's just a little screen. It's got Landmark on the front of it, that silly little logo that I made up and wrote and drew. And you turn the lights on. You turn this light on, that light on, can you lock the doors? I'm not going to look at him. But it's just amazing. Amen. Brother Kenneth Harrison is gone, but he would have had a heart attack in that building. Because you can't control the air out there. It shows you what the temperature is, but you can't do anything to it to change it. He loved sneaking around and taking a pen and sticking it up in there and changing the... I knew it was him. I laughed at him. I said, Brother Harrison, you change our air again? And so, but it's all electronics now. And we got a couple of men sitting back here, Brother Bobby, Brother Sinkfeld. They got a web thing going, and our music's going out, our preaching's going out. I'm getting calls from people I don't even know saying they loved my sermon. I said, really? Where'd you hear it? And it was these guys. They're sending it out all over the world. So here we are. Moses, as promised. And I want you to be adult in your thinking here today, please. But Moses received his promise, as promised by God. The Lord said, Moses, as you pass, or as I pass, you can see the hinder parts, but you're not going to see the front. And so when the Lord passed, that's exactly what Moses saw. Moses saw back there. But here we are, and I feel the Holy Ghost in this. We're going to see the forefront. Moses saw the hinder part of the Lord and the promise of God. We live in the forefront. As God said, the last is first, and the first is going to be last. Moses was first, but he saw the last thing God did. We're last, and we get to see the first thing God really wants to accomplish. I don't know, but I need to call time out for a shout right here, because we're seeing the greatest day there ever was in the kingdom of Almighty God. We are going to be the ones that see the flood of humanity coming to the church. We're the ones that are going to see the hundreds receive the Holy Ghost. We already have. We're the ones that are going to have special services just to baptize the ones that need baptizing in the name of Jesus. You think we're having revival now? You need to brace yourself, because the move of God is coming like a whirlwind. Amen. Faith forecast for Landmark is calling for great weather, and the rain is going to come down. Hallelujah. I need our young men on target. I need your minds on Jesus. I need our young ladies with your mind on the Lord. Amen. I need our young couples with your mind on Jesus. Hallelujah. Let not these things of the world, and let not troubles of the mind deter you and cut you off. Amen. You face them and you just blaze right through them, because the Lord's got greater things for you. The Lord's got a great, powerful, and mighty thing for you. I don't know if you feel it, but there's an anointing in this house right now. Amen. I believe the finger of God is traveling and traversing up and down the aisles of this church. All three of them. Hallelujah. And he's between the chairs here. And he wants to touch whosoever wants a touch. He wants to anoint whosoever wants an anointing. You've seen it. I've seen it. We've driven our streets. We've been in metro areas. And we see young men and young women that are just walking the streets. They don't have anything particular. Just looking for any opportunity. Maybe more drugs. Maybe more of this. Maybe more of that. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't know about all of them. Some of them may be Sunday school teachers. But I'm just saying, many of them don't have any direction at all. I see them walking along. I can tell by the way they're dressed. They don't care much about themselves. They don't care much about others. Their attitude just displays that I don't care about anything. I'm looking for something, and I don't even know what it is. Amen. And I just instead of judge them and hate them, amen, I say a prayer for them. And I say, Lord, look at that young man. He could be a pastor. He could turn a city upside down. There's a county that needs his ministry. I'm asking you, Holy Ghost, to get a hold of his life and to make something special from it, to lift him and to bless him and to save him. He's a victim of parents that just didn't give a flip. He's a victim of some circumstance somewhere in his past. But Lord, you can deliver him today in the name of Jesus. And so it is with somebody in this house right now. You don't even know where your life is going. You don't even know what the future holds. You're here today because somebody asked you to be here. Hey, listen, you're so much more than that. You've got so much more purpose than that. Amen. When some folks are walking on the moon and other folks are inventing things, amen, you could be accomplishing great things for God. And it will give you such a great feeling of self-worth to accomplish something for the kingdom of God. Somebody say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And so we're living in that time where men are consumed with breaking records and their predecessors once achieved. Listen. Humanity is looking to do things faster, quicker, greater, higher, in more mass, beyond what we now consider the normal. When the Wright brothers broke the barrier of gravity for 12 seconds, they flew for 12 seconds, thought they hung the moon. Amen. And I get mad when I have to fly for 30 hours. They broke the barrier of gravity. It changed the face of the world. It changed the thinking of the whole world and the science community. But in this past generation, Chuck Yeager took flight further and faster, and he broke the sound barrier. So two brothers broke the gravity barrier, and then another man comes along and breaks the sound barrier. Which one of you out there are going to invent a way to fax somebody somewhere?
Are you okay? Yeah, I'm in California.
Hello? And we think, that's not even possible. That's what they thought when Noah built the ark. And you don't get any more primitive than that. Listen, the Lord is preparing to do something absolutely phenomenal. Now, who's volunteering to be a part of it? If I was to ask you how he's going to do it, none of us, myself included, would even know how. But Lord, we're leaping up and down saying, Lord, pick me. Pick me. Pick me. Pick me. I want to be a part of it. I want to be on the team. I want to be a part. Hey, if you really do, why don't you lift your hand and ask the Lord to choose you and to flow through you and anoint. Listen, he is up to powerful, astonishing, remarkable, and unbelievable things. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. I'm picking on our young people today. Some of these young ladies and young men that are here all over our congregation. Listen, amen. Listen, when you were born, the devil tried to jam everything up in your life. He tried to make it ugly. He tried to make it hateful. He tried to make you feel unloved. He tried to make you feel like you didn't, no one cared about you. He tried to keep you away from where you are right now. But if you'll notice, he couldn't do that because guess where you are right now? Let me tell you. And you look in the, and sometimes you get up and you look in the mirror and you think, well, how come
my life is worse than everybody else's? How come I'm going through hell and everybody else seems like they've got it well? Why am I going through all that? I'll tell you why. Because the Spirit of God senses something greater in you than he does other people. And the devil is trying to tear it down. You need to understand that you've got a purpose in this life. You've got a reason to survive. You've got a reason to fight. You've got a reason to go forward. You've got a reason to get your mind made up and your foot on the rock and to choose Jesus Christ. You've got a reason to be a part of what we're up to right now. There are no losers at Landmark, and I don't care where you came from. There are no losers at Landmark, and I don't care what color you are, what creed you are, what nationality you are, what language you speak. I'm telling you right now, everybody that's here has been hand chosen by the hand of God to run a 5-minute mile was at one time the normal for a man. But Glenn Cunningham was born and not only became the barrier of being a crippled child, he staggers the track and field world by breaking the mile barrier in less than 4 minutes. He didn't just break it, he broke it by over a minute. But while Chuck and Orville, Wilbur and Glenn have all passed the scene of life and they're gone, there's one barrier breaker who lives on, and he's still breaking barriers. All he needs is a vessel to do it through. His name is Jesus. And he's broken every barrier that there is to break. And I don't know about you, but I thank God I live on this side of the promise. Amen. Because I'm seeing things every day that I never thought I would ever see from the glory of God. I'm seeing the Lord perform miracles like I've never seen. I've seen God raise up churches. I've seen God giving miracles and signs and wonders. I've seen God drop 21 acres on a bunch of poor folks and let them build anything they want to build on. Oh, I've seen revival. I've seen the stirring of his spirit. I've seen people come to an altar that you never thought would even repent of their sins. Hey, 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 if that's got any indication of what God's going to do in the future, I can't wait to see what God's up to. Hey, we're living on this side of the promise. We're the first. We're the first. Because of him, there's no limit to our possibilities. The Bible tells us, for with God all things are possible, and that greater is he that is within you than he that is in the world. He who was dead is alive forevermore. Now he has the keys, not only of death and hell, but also to those barriers that need to be broken in our lives. When we look at the possibilities through the power and the provisions of God, our vision expand and dreams are captured. Then we're able to touch the limitless supply of God's endless deliverance, his healing, his forgiveness, and yet his will. Paul said it this way, "For I can do all things through Christ that strengtheneth me." Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus broke barriers. By definition, a barrier is something that divides, that separates, and comes between. He's breaking barriers today. Amen. Hallelujah. We're living in a barrier-breaking dispensation. Hallelujah. Amen. The Syrophoenician woman pleads for her daughter's pitiful condition. She's vexed with the devil. It don't get any worse than that. Hallelujah. Jesus ignored her. And then he clarified his mission was only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And then he appeals to practicality. It's not meet. It's not right. It's not time. It's not the thing to do yet to give the children's bread to dogs. He left the door open to her. Right then, it was her choice. She could have left because her feelings got hurt. She could have left because he called her a dog. She could have walked off, but yet her daughter would never have been healed. He put the choice on her. I know I'm God in the flesh. I know what I can do. I know that I can call time out in the Old Testament, visit the new, and give you a miracle right now. But what do you want me to do? How bad do you want it? What's your spirit going to be? What's your attitude going to be when I start breaking you? When I start making you?
When I knock you down a few times and you think it's not fair, what are you going to do? I need somebody that's going to stand up. I need somebody with some guts about them. I need somebody that's not going to cop a silly childlike attitude every time I try to do something with you. I need somebody that can be adult. I need somebody that can have character. Somebody that can have a little integrity. Somebody that can hold on to me when it feels like I have let you go. I need somebody with some strength. I need somebody with some Holy Ghost muscle. I need somebody that can lift me up and praise me when they can't feel me, when they don't even know where I am. And when we can give God that, He'll call time out and He'll visit you on this side of the promise. He'll heal your sons and daughters. He'll save your family. He'll redeem you. He'll give you strength. He'll lift you up and give you the desires of your heart. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. He left the door open for her, and the barrier is almost broken now. Then her faith stepped through that barrier and turned the table on rejection. And she said, "That's so true, Lord. Everything you say is true. I have worshiped you. I have asked your disciples to do it because I didn't want to bother you." And then they came tattling to you and saying, "She's bothering us too. Just send her away." And now I'm back to you, Lord. And you've called me a dog, and I don't care. I just want to be in your presence, and I just want to keep talking to you. I just want to keep praying. And he said, "Stop." And she stopped. He said, "Boys, do you get what I've been up to? I haven't seen so much faith as this in all of the house of Israel. Those bunch of stiff-necked Jews that I've been trying to save that wouldn't listen to me. I want you to listen to her. I want you to hear her. Lady, be it according to your will, and whatever you want, it is done right now." I want somebody to help me worship God. I want somebody to help me call on the name of Jesus, because right now the miracle wants to fall, and the spirit wants to undergird, and the anointing wants to break a yoke and tear down a stronghold. Hallelujah. We will not accomplish what we're headed to accomplish if we remain the same thing we've always been. I'm calling for the young and the old to come out, come out, come out wherever you are. Come out wherever you are with your hands up, submitted to God, dedicated to His purpose, no matter what comes or what goes. We need barrier-breaking fellowship. Hallelujah. Amen. The Samaritan woman at Jacob's well came to draw from waters, for she would thirst again. Rejected by the Jews and her own kindred for what she was, what she had done, what she had become. She came alone to get water, and the women of Samaria did not associate with her. And the Lord knew she was coming to the well. 12 people. And the Lord sent 11 of them to get groceries for 12 people. Doesn't even make sense. Because when he sat down with her at the well, he didn't want her to be embarrassed. Because he wanted to let her know, "I love you just as much as I love them dudes. Now I've sent them away, and I'm going to talk to you. I know the one you're living with is not even your husband. You gave up marrying them because they don't even want to stay with you. And I know the one you're living with is not even your husband. But I want to tell you something. Thank you for giving me water out of this well, but I've got a well, and once you drink, you will never thirst again. I love you, and I want to lift you. I love you, and I want to save you. I love you, and I want to transform you. There's not one individual in this house today that the Spirit of God does not love, does not want to transform. He's got His mind on you. He's got His hand on you. There's an anointing that wants to fall on you and bless you. I wish the church would help me right now, because somebody's getting caught up in the power, in the presence, in the spirit, and the anointing. Rejected by her own kin, rejected by her own family. She came alone. She was an outcast among outcasts. The relationship she thought would bring her happiness dissipated with the changing winds of time. Five times married, five times a widow, now shacking up with a man whom no vow was given. But she felt, why should I? He'll die just as the others. No, thank you. Commitment is just not for me. But Jesus breaks the barrier. The water that I'll give you will cause you there to never thirst again. You'll never thirst again. I've got something for you. I've been thinking about you for days. It's now time to worship. How do we worship? We worship in spirit and we worship in truth. Hallelujah. Mary was a prostitute. My word. She washed the Lord's feet with repentant tears. Breaks her treasured box of oil and lets the fragrance of her adoration fill the room. Jesus can no longer stand it. I can't stand it. I can't take it. He's moved by her brokenness and he walks away from everything else. And he walks away from the blindness of the crowd's criticism. The criticism of the crowd. He walks away from the prejudice, spiritual prejudice. They're not good as I am. I will not associate with them. Go ahead. Jesus will. Walk away. Jesus won't. Just remember this. When you walk away from them, you're walking away from him. Because he had mercy on them. I thank God. He broke the barrier. Hallelujah. Jesus can no longer stand it. And he says to her, thy sins be forgiven. And then there's the barrier of sickness. The man was born blind. They asked Jesus, who did sin to make this man be born blind? We got to come out of this negative thing. Some things happen because things just got done happening. Hallelujah. Thank God for a God we have on the other side of things happening. Praise God. But he was born blind. They said, Master, who did sin? This man or his parents? Jesus said, neither. But that the works of God might be made manifest. Why have I been brought so low? Why have I been torn down? Why am I sick in my body? Why is this? Why that? Why that? So that I can be exalted if you'll just come to me by faith and let me break this barrier. And let me give you the promises that are on this side. Hallelujah. The church must be barrier breakers. Hallelujah. Jesus said in John 14:11-14. We can get it, Brother Tyre, if you'd like. John 14:11-14. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me. Or else believe for the very work's sake that you see. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. Anybody want a little bit of that? You hear me? That's a promise. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto the Father. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do. That's a promise. That the Father may be glorified in the Son. That's a promise. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. That's a promise. I want us to jump to our feet together. And I want us to lift our hands together. And all that means is that I surrender to the Lord. That's all that means. When you lift your hands, you're saying, I love you, Lord. When you lift your hands, you're lifting your heart and you're saying, I praise you, Jesus. I worship you, Jesus. I honor you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, here you are. Now, you may feel like that woman. If we knew everything you've done, hallelujah. You may feel like that woman. But I'm telling you, the sons and the daughters that you pray for are going to be healed. The people that you reach out to will be saved. the people that you love will feel love from God. Why? Because if a God can set folks like me and you free and liberate us and give us the power of the Holy Ghost, then you will know that He is able to do it for anybody. Amen. And so I'm going to ask you right now, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Let's come together and let God fulfill His promise today. Today is the day for the promises to be fulfilled. And I wonder if there's anybody that would like to see the promise fulfilled. And if so, I would love for you to come. I would love for you to come and reach out and trust God with me and depend on the name of the Lord with me and to look to God with me. Amen. Don't wait for your brother or your sister, because chances are they're waiting for you. Amen. Hey, blaze a trail and make a way for somebody to find the way, for somebody to reach out to the Lord and trust in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Call on the name of the Lord while He can still be called upon. Reach out to Him while He can still be reached. Touch Him while you can still touch Him. Do not let the world claim you. Do not let the enemy of this world claim you. But let the Holy Ghost and the power, let the presence and the anointing, let that claim you right now. Let the anointing break every yoke. Let the Spirit prevail and provide. Are you available? Come on. Open up to the Lord right now.
I'm available to you.
God, mighty God, mighty God.
My will I give to you.
I give to you.
I'll do what you say to do.
Would you choose me, Lord?
Yes. To show someone the way.
Somebody pray for somebody.
And
let's reach out with somebody. Let's be a strength to somebody. Let's be a help and a hope to somebody right now. Praise
the Lord. I'm available to you.
Lord, I'm available right now.
My will I give to you.
I will I give to you.
I'll do what you say to do.
Do what you say.
Use me, Lord. The dream fulfilled.
it's no secret. The Spirit of the Lord is doing great things. He owes me no explanation. Sometimes I don't know what He's up to within the next 5 minutes. All I know is I want to constantly be in His face saying I want to be a part of it. But you're nobody, Kenny. I know that. You didn't come from anywhere. I know that. You have no heritage. I know that. There's no bloodline. I know that. But wherever you go and whatever you do, I'm going to be there. And I would love, Brother Bobby, I'd love to hear him say, I have not seen such great faith in all the house of Israel, because we're living on that side of the promise. We're now living on that side of the promise. He doesn't have to call time out. He's come to us now. It's our turn. Let's shine for the glory of God. God bless you. You're dismissed in Jesus' wonderful name. Go in the presence of the Lord. Come early tonight for prayer. Let's have revival in this evening's service.